This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And then some, ready and waiting and willing to get into the issues of the day again. This hour of the DJV program for Wednesday the 27th is brought to you by the, the Second Amendment? What's Freedom's Feast? Second Amendment, right? Second Amendment
first
is the U.S.
First Amendment.
The Second Amendment is guns.
Oh, guns.
Tomato, tomato.
Forget. Yes, right, exactly. So, I'm Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Let's dig out some of the information about the Supreme Court hearing the oral arguments over whether the administration can end the policy from the previous administration requiring asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their cases were being processed. This is so-called Title 42, I believe, right?
No, they're two different things.
Well, they are?
Oh. Yeah, Title 42 is a COVID-era policy. Title 42 requires that people who are coming in, single people, are sent back to Mexico because we were in a pandemic, and remain in Mexico is about people who stay in Mexico while they wait for their asylum claims to come up, basically their day in court, their ticket, their number to come up on the screen. So two different things. Title 42 is supposed to end on May 23rd. The administration wanted to end it early, and a court ruled that they had to keep it in place until May 23rd.
Aren't they related, though, these two things?
Well, they're all immigration policies, or at least an attempt at immigration control.
Remain in Mexico started before COVID, right?
Before COVID, right. Yeah.
Migrant protection
Title 42
protocol.
Is because of COVID, right?
Right. Okay. So anyway, the arguments, there was a Louisiana judge that blocked the administration's plan to end this policy. And so I think that's why I got a little bit confused, because there are all kinds of legal battles.
Well, both have been in the courts. Yeah, both have definitely been in the courts. It's just the Supreme Court is hearing Remain in Mexico. The lower courts are discussing Title 42 and whether
Isn't it amazing? What a statement on our country and where we are when it comes down to this stuff and what we are doing to coddle or protect people who are here illegally. That's kind of the way I look at it. I resent it. I resent a lot of this stuff. Frankly, the money that's spent, people who are coming here that don't really want to contribute, and they color the people who do want to come here, whether legally or however, and then the rules are becoming much more flexible because there's more of a need for labor, and we can get into a discussion about that. Why is there? We have plenty of able-bodied people that are homeless, so why do we have to bring in people from outside to work when there are all these people that are either they've been on public assistance, and they're off, and they're homeless, or whatever it is. I know some people choose to be homeless. Listen, you want to live like that? I guess it's okay, as long as you don't get in my face. But there are plenty of people who are homeless that don't have any money, because they either can't or won't work. And they are on
public assistance.
This really
does import more poverty. And that's what the argument about really having no checks. And look, I don't think there's a person, and maybe there's like 12, but as far as like the different political parties go, I think we can all agree that we should have some system that works for people who want to come here or who need to come here so that they can actually go through the process of getting here. That being said, our country cannot handle just an onslaught of people coming in, and for whatever line that the president and the administration are saying about them being checked and about people being tracked coming to this country, it's really catch and release. It's the same policy where we catch them, we release them. Do we ever see them again? It's questionable. The numbers are usually around 50% of the people you'll see again, 50% of the people you won't see again. And so you have a lot of people then, you're creating shadows that people live in. And from an empathetic perspective, that's not a great way for people to live. You can't really thrive if you're living in the shadows. It's also not great for our economy. I've grown up in California where the schools, the hospitals, all of the systems that, you know, are supposed to give us services that we all pay for being citizens, they crumble under
overrun.
The weight of having to take care of people who are not contributing right. to the system. So it's not an easy problem to fix, but here's what would be nice. What would be nice is to have a plan, because when we get rid of Title 42, which to some extent was working, when we get rid of Remain in Mexico, which definitely was working to at least stop the flow of migrants, you have to have a plan to replace it. And I think thus far, we're not really hearing that. Now, Alejandro Mayorkas is supposed to be on Capitol Hill today. He's supposed to be getting, you know, he'll be grilled. Republicans, he's the person who leads the Department of Homeland Security, and he'll be grilled. Republicans think that he should be impeached because he's been failing at his job. So, you know, he's going to have to answer some questions, whether or not he will.
Who defines what his job is supposed to be? Isn't his boss defined? The president defined what the
when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security, he's the boss, and so
I get that. But he takes he's there at the he's not there.
Right,
I'm
he serves
confused
the as
to why congressmen would be wanting to get rid of him. At least that impeach him when he's not there. He wasn't elected, and he's there at the behest of the president. So that seems like a kind of ridiculous waste of time.
You can impeach impeach cabinet level positions if there's cause. It's been done before.
All right, so now we have Mark Ruffalo talking about Biden and climate change and the war. I didn't understand anything that he said. Do you want to translate this? He's an actor of some standing, stature. I don't. What's he involved in? Why is he?
I believe so. You know, and again, his perspective.
I don't know anything about this story. So, what did he say?
So I believe that we are in the position that we are with Russia because we have had so many people who are pushing the climate change, you know, protocol at all cost, and that aren't actually being smart with how we implement a cleaner society in a slow, measured approach.
So
they want to do everything right now. Well, because we are on the line to Russia for oil, because our allies are on the line to Russia for oil, it becomes a part of the conversation. I think we became more vulnerable when we stopped doing more drilling
here at home.
Oh, I get what
he's saying. So he's
Mark
saying
Ruffalo,
breaking up all this is a gift, was his quote. Okay.
Well, Mark Ruffalo says, in his perspective on this, is that Biden should use the Ukrainian war to try to push more climate change policies, meaning that he can push people into electric vehicles and away from relying on gas and fossil fuels. But, you know, again, it's a little short-sighted it's short-sighted because the people that will be impacted most by high gas prices and pushing electric vehicles are people who are middle class and who are poor and who are living paycheck to paycheck. People who live in apartment buildings like yours, Victoria, that would be a struggle for you to have an electric vehicle because
wouldn't
there's
happen.
No place to charge it.
Yeah,
people in Los Angeles who have a power grid that's failing and crumbling around them could not have an electric vehicle. And by the way, for all the people who think that electric vehicles are the savior of the planet, also need fossil fuels to charge them.
That's
to create
ridiculous.
The energy that's needed to charge them. So,
it is all ridiculous. Those arguments are absolutely, and that's why I brought this up, because I kind of knew what the threat here was. It's great to have strong beliefs and stuff like this, but to try to con people, and I'm not saying Ruffalo's conning, but there are plenty of people who are conning folks into thinking this is the solution to pollution.
Well, it's really easy for an actor who makes millions of dollars and has a place to plug in his car to say that you can go out and buy a Tesla, because he can. But, you know, who else can? And I don't know. It's just the push.
All right, I just wanted to get that.
We just need to be reasonable.
On the record, okay, so now we have the question about the future of the war from Defense Secretary Austin's point of view. And whether or not there are some who have said this is just the U.S. versus Russia and the poor Ukrainians are victims of the war between America and Russia. Maybe there's, I don't know, is there anything to that, one would wonder? The Russians are at war with us and have been. Look at the way they're screwing up our election process and the economic process. And so they've started war. They've been at war with us for a long time. And so have the Chinese. The Russians more blatant in some respects because they don't have much to lose. They don't really do that much business with America. So let's screw around with
it. There are a lot of people that are at war with us, and we don't seem to realize it. There's like a lot of countries that would like to see us go away. I don't know. I think that you're seeing a lot of attention right now on Lloyd Austin and on Antony Blinken because both of them just went to Ukraine this week. And so the question is the United States now more willing to get involved because they see successes from Ukraine and that's why they're going in there? Was it an act to bring back diplomacy that the embassies are going to be reopening again? That doesn't make Vladimir Putin happy because it indicates that he lost in Kyiv. And so there, now the question is, well, is America thinking that, you know, we're pushing forward with some of these messages, with some of the messaging that we're sending out, and is that going to be exacerbating problems with Vladimir Putin? I don't think it matters at this point. Vladimir Putin has a clear agenda. He was blowing stuff up in Moldova yesterday. I think we should be doing more, not less at this point, because I don't think he's
stopped. Just kill a guy. Oh, my God. Blow up the whole damn Kremlin if he's in there, and just get rid of him. It's not, you know, who's going to, this stuff drives me nuts because it's so obvious that there's nobody that's strong enough to go in there and say, okay, time to bump this guy off and get rid of him. In the meantime, we're all suffering. Speaking of that, we have had conversations back and forth about Dianne Feinstein, who wants to run for Senate again, and she's apparently not capable of doing, does she even feed herself anymore? What is going on?
What? I don't know.
She's
I
in horrible shape, mentally and physically.
There was that story that came out in the San Francisco Chronicle that said that she is really failing at doing her job and that multiple
she's failing
members
at living.
And by the way, these are Democrats that leaked the story to the San Francisco Chronicle. It's not like a Republican hit piece. It was four Republican senators who said they had a conversation with her and she reintroduced herself. Four Democrats who said she reintroduced herself to them four different times during the conversation. She didn't seem to be tracking with what they were talking about. And some of her former staffers said she's really struggling with memory issues. And so that story came out, I think, last week sometime in the Chronicle.
But who would vote?
Chuck Schumer.
What's the craziness is that this woman, that people would vote for her, that she get back.
Well, what about not up for re-election, right? She's not up for, but Chuck Grassley is clearly tracking and able to communicate. I think Dianne Feinstein, it's not about age, it's about mental stability at this point. And Feinstein's got another few years in office, so that's why Chuck Schumer's been asked, and he admitted, he said, we've been talking, but I'm not going to share those conversations with you because of her privacy, which is understandable.
Unbelievable. Okay, that's a good update. Thank you. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV Show.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this stress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
New message.
Hey, man, it's Devin, you know, from that time you accidentally emailed me because you thought I was a different Devin. Oh, and your email signature said confidential. If you receive this in error, please delete. That's so you. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat. When are we setting sail, Captain?
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Oh, and no, you did not receive this message in error.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got diseased. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we are 23 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Our universe is broad. We talk about lots of things, and that includes the things that are trending on social media. Jay keeps her nose and ears to the stone. What is it? Nose to the grindstone, ears to the track? I've forgotten. Ears to the ground. Maybe a little of both of that. Okay. I guess nobody's going to help me on that. So I'm
Casey Kasem one. I was trying to think of two: the feet on the ground, head in the clouds, head in the sky.
Right. That's that's the old Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Well, your feet on the ground, keep reaching for the stars. Yes.
That's it. Reaching for the stars.
Right. Harry Styles is a bona fide star, is he not?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, he apparently is ashamed about part of his life, and we'll talk about that after this. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside. Or choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders if it's over $35. Get your order quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
All right, So what is it that Harry Styles feels ashamed about, Jay?
He was feeling ashamed for a long time about his sex life. When he was with One Direction, apparently they had these contracts. He was like 15 at the time when he found stardom with One Direction. And their contracts included a cleanliness clause, which basically was like you could lose your whole career if you make a mistake in your personal life or accidentally say the wrong thing in an interview. He had to just pretend that he was like...
celibate.
Not having,
right?
Yeah, celibate, not having any kind of adult fun. And then
how
he
old was he at
26.
This time?
When he first found fame, he was 15, but this went all the way into his 20s. He's now 28, and it really wasn't until he turned 26 that he was like, wait, I'm an adult male, I'm single, I'm allowed to be doing this stuff, that he finally stopped feeling shame about it.
Mm.
I mean, it kind of reminds me of, and Doug, you can probably speak to this, like the pop star, pop idols back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all, like, the, you know, and they were never allowed to have a public girlfriend, and because,
Pat
like...
Pat Boone,
you know, like,
comes to mind immediately.
Right? Like, I mean, yeah. I'm sure there's a whole long list of everybody from back in those teen idol days. And,
they had...
it's
they
so
did
controlling.
Have, they had, what's the clause, was it called? A,
like a celibacy clause, or...
No, what'd you say, Jay?
Cleanliness clause?
No. There's another word for it than that, but at any rate... yeah, it was something that everybody laughed at, but that's what they had to sign. This is an interesting
in contract.
Yeah, kind of. His girlfriend is Olivia Wilde, right? And she's a good deal older than he is.
She's 37?
38?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Born in 84, I know that.
It must be that he's not worried about his activity level anymore, apparently. So good for him. 28 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, friends and family savings. Just in time for Mother's Day.
Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99. A trendy spring dress for under $25 and 65% off fine jewelry.
Ooh, she's one lucky lady.
So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off? And because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off?
Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings.
Select style, 20 off 100,000 in store only. 25% off rents, May 1st. Some exclusion apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Beijing, China is setting up for a potential lockdown as a new COVID outbreak has been detected in the area. Residents are stocking up on supplies and authorities have ordered 20 million people to take 3 mandatory tests this week. A month into Shanghai's lockdown of 26 million people is the most intrusive in a civilized society. People have been forced into their homes, waiting for the government to bring in supplies. Home buyers in Tampa, Florida need to earn 48% more now than they did a year ago in order to afford the median-priced home, That's according to Redfin Analysis, released Wednesday morning. Other cities in the same predicament, Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida. Ukrainian President Zelensky marked the 36th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster with a speech condemning Russia's completely irresponsible actions. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Seventy-one-year-old Andrew Wolfick, a saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist for Earth, Wind, and Fire, has died after an illness. EWF frontman Philip Bailey made the announcement in a social media post Tuesday afternoon. Andrew's work was also heard on albums by Denise Williams, Phil Collins, 29, Phil Bailey, and Level 42. As Florida continues to push bill after bill fighting the wokeness movement in the Sunshine State, Florida Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax says Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting the good fight.
For politicians that have been running from the wishes and the will of the American public for so long, to have someone stand up and say, no, we're going to fight back, and we're going to fight back on behalf of parents. We're going to fight back on behalf of grandparents. We're going to fight back on behalf of small business owners, of churches, of our communities. Do the things that we were actually elected to do. It's been a long time coming. So to have someone who's standing up, fighting the good fight, and actually doing what he said he would do, it's incredible and remarkable. And Floridians all across the state are saying, this is America. This is the best thing we've ever seen. And when I go out of Florida, I hear from people all over the country, why can't we make America Florida?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with the Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. It is Babe Ruth Day. Babe Ruth Day. Celebrated pretty much all around the country. April 27th. He was, at the time, probably today even, you both know who he was, right? One of the best baseball players of all time. Hitting record, record after record. He was called the Sultan of Swing. So, Phil, what?
The Sultan of Swing is the song. Oh, he's the Sultan of SWAT, but close enough.
I was trying to think. Who did the Sultan?
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, that's it. All right, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, that happens every once
Close enough.
Yeah, right. Close enough. He did a lot of good.
We should just name our show Close Enough with Doug Close and Victoria. And Jay.
It is. Yeah, right, exactly. He was in a Catholic reformatory as a youngster. It was a problem from the age of seven on. He was an orphan. And he was a tough guy. During his career, he was a big smoker and a drinker and a ladies' man. I think he only lived to be like 57 or 58. But, man, could he hit the ball. He couldn't run worth a damn, but he really knew how to hit the ball out of the park, and that's all you needed in those days. So happy Babe Ruth Day. For those of you who love the Babe, he was certainly had his time in Boston, both the Yankees. One of the reasons that there's this hatred between it goes back for decades, is because of Babe Ruth. He played for Boston, then he went to New York. And that was the ultimate, that was worse than being anything. To go as a baseball player from Boston to New York, death sentence, as far as the Bostonians are concerned. So anyway, he had quite the career, though, God love him. The career of Betty White, back in front of us again, because yesterday they put her house in Brentwood up for sale, $10 million.
Oh, I was going to say, how much is it going for? $10 million? Wow.
It's not a big house, though. It wasn't. It was.
Well, I think
that
it's the Betty White factor, right?
Right, exactly.
Record sales for real estate pricing right now. It's up, I think, 17% that's how much all the houses are up in price. And then when you add in the most beloved person to probably ever grace Hollywood with her presence, I think that'll go into a bidding war.
Yeah.
Is it an updated house? Like, is it a nice house?
It's kind of what they call a, I know it because I hear them all the time talk about, it's not a contractor's house, but it begins with a C. And it's referred to a lot of the homes that look like they're sort of Cape Cod houses that are built out there.
This is a very modest-looking home for $10.5 million.
Yeah, no, it's a little place. It's not a big house at all.
Wow.
Not at all. But the neighborhood is
very cute, and I could picture her living there. Right?
Yeah,
you could totally picture her living there. It's
absolutely.
3,000 square feet.
Yeah, like
five bedrooms though. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Pleasantville. That's totally yes. It was built in 1952, so you're right. That's totally right on for Pleasantville, the movie. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. So there is that story. Reese Witherspoon, talking about famous people, has decided she wants to buy into the Nashville Major League Soccer team. All right, so Miss Nashville, tell us a story about Nashville's Major League Soccer team. I don't know anything about soccer, and I sure don't know anything about they have a 30,000-seat stadium? Huh?
Yes, it's getting debuted this Sunday.
Nashville?
They've been playing at... Yeah, well, they've been playing at it was just built. We got the soccer team in 2020, and they've been playing at Nissan Stadium, which is where the Titans football team play. And then this season, the first
which means they can only probably fill a third of that stadium, which was why they probably built a 30,000 capacity stadium.
Yeah, they needed their own.
No home. MLS team can fill a football stadium because there just isn't enough interest in it in America.
Well,
I'm
surprised
if
that there's a 30,000-seat stadium there.
Yeah, that might be ambitious, but I'm wondering if Reese Witherspoon needs a write-off because MLS is just, it's fine, but it's
not. Does she like them? Has she got a boyfriend there?
Well, she's a Nashville girl, yeah. So she's bought into it along with her husband, Jim Toth. She, Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry also joined the ownership group. And a lot of people are buying up. They're getting into the soccer. Let's see. Mark Ingram with D.C., so football players, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. They've become part owners of Major League Soccer teams. Actors have gotten into it. Drew Carey, Matt McConaughey, Will Ferrell. They've all gotten into ownership for soccer teams.
Right off city.
Yeah.
Okay. Next personality in the news is Kim Basinger. Are you going to pronounce it? Some people say Basinger. She was married to, she was an actress in her own right, and it shouldn't.
She has an Oscar, doesn't she?
Right. The second thing out of people's mouths shouldn't be she was married to Alec Baldwin. She's on her own. She's a little cuckoo, but she's a great actress, and has, I think, an interesting presence. I find her alluring.
Do you remember my stepmother's an alien? That is, I loved her in that movie.
Really? No, I don't remember that one. No.
I remember the movie. I never saw it, though. Wasn't that in the 80s?
A long time ago, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think,
Anyway.
So, wait, why is she in the news now? We didn't get to that.
She was talking. Gonna be on Red Table.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you
She's going to be on Red Table Talk today, actually, is when the full episode will air.
Oh, with Ireland, right? Her daughter?
Yeah. And
I
want
to see.
Yeah, they talk about a lot of things.
Yeah, it's the sorry to interrupt. It's the first interview that they've ever done together as mother and daughter. So this was a big get for Jada Pinkett Smith to have them on Red Table Talk.
And some teaser clips dropped, and she talks about being agoraphobic to the point where she had to learn how to drive a car again. She got anxiety just by opening a sliding glass door, like where she's supposed to stand, how she's supposed to stand to open the door. She didn't want to leave her house anymore. Ireland is going to be talking about dealing with alcohol and drug addiction and saying how it is kind of something that ran rampant in her family. And she dealt with it as well, and she realized that she was self-medicating with Xanax and alcohol because she felt ashamed of things and coming through that. So this is going to be a really good Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on Wheel of Fortune? Why is there, every time I turn around, there's something else. Either Sajak gaffes on something, or he's chasing somebody around. And so what is now the latest? What's the two of them have been friends for, they've been on the show together for, what, 38 years or something? Not like they just have met.
A long time.
And always there are rumors about the two of them, but I don't think there's anything to them, frankly. So then what's... Now she was crying. Why is she crying?
Because her 16-year-old cat died.
Oh. Aww.
Now, don't you feel bad?
Yeah, Doug. Way to go. Jeez. Captain Curmudgeon strikes again.
No, they and Pat presented an emotional tribute of her furry friend.
Yeah,
and she was sad, and he apologized for her loss, and it was sweet. But, yeah, 16 years old. She lost her baby Stella.
Fat cat. I'm sitting
Doug
here.
Doug does not like cats, so if this was a dog, Doug would literally be in tears right now thinking about a 16-year-old dog dying, but, you know, he has no love for the cats.
It's not that I don't have any love for them. I find them difficult. They have a mind of their own, and they're not easily... You've heard the expression, herding a bunch of cats? Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, that's where I am. I'm going to go back a minute. We were talking about Betty White's house. And the word I couldn't come up with was craftsman. They use that term to apply to lots of houses built in that era that look kind of New England-y, if you will. So as a craftsman, that was... Thank you very much for staying with me on that, folks. Now I'm floating back to TV. Can we go back to TV for a second? Because I've run across a list of what the most overrated television shows of the modern television era. See if you agree or disagree with this writer's overview of the TV shows that were popular, but nobody knew why. New Girl is one of them. I don't even know. I remember.
Oh, that was a cute show. I loved that show, yeah.
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel, great supporting cast. That was a very cute show.
So it was not overrated? You thought it would deserve the attention it got?
I think it was appropriately rated.
Nope. I think so, too, yeah.
Next on the list is American Horror Story, another one that I don't know. Anybody know?
Jay's
anyone?
A horror fan. I don't know. Are you into that? I couldn't watch
it. I am, but it depends on the season. I don't watch all seasons. It's almost like every other season. So, yes, I will say that that series is overrated. Some of the seasons are amazing, and other ones are so bad.
Yeah, hit or miss, maybe.
Okay. Next one on the list is Family Guy. Overrated.
Oh, no.
I think it's overrated, but I haven't watched in a long time. But from what I remember, it was really funny.
I still watch
it's low-hanging fruit funny, but it's funny.
It's stupid, really?
Okay. Well,
it's good stupid.
Yeah, I think it is funny.
It's good
to
stupid.
Me, The Simpsons are very overrated. I've never been able to even get through an episode of The Simpsons.
Cannot get through it. No,
made that guy a billionaire.
But South Park and Family Guy, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next thing, Stranger Things.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's a part of me that feels, Doug, that you would love this show, but there's a little bit of an element of creepy crawlies. It's like aliens and stuff. Like, I don't, part of it you would love, and the other part, might be a little too intense, but it's a great show.
This is a list of the most overrated TV shows according
to... Who says that these are overrated?
This is a TV, old TV guide list. 2.5 Men.
Yeah, that was kind of overrated. It was good once upon a time, and then it just kind of got weird.
The same thing.
Got a little too much.
I always thought Charlie Sheen was really good on it. I never watched it.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, I never watched it regularly, but he was pretty funny on it. What
else another
on
one. That 70s show.
Never saw it.
I liked it.
It is?
That was a good one.
Here, Everybody Loves Raymond. Now, I
never saw it.
Yeah. Okay. Boardwalk Empire.
I always just fought.
Never saw it.
Never saw
Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, no.
Okay, maybe we're running out of good titles. That's a good exercise in thinking about what you watch on TV. 46 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture since the 1970s, with more than 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the creative journey that continues to bring Lake Wobegon to life.
It's comedy, really, and comedy is a rewarding pursuit. My wife said to me the other day, she said, I love you because you make me laugh. Well, there it is. There it is in one sentence. I love you because you make me laugh. And I certainly do.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, has just been released and is now available wherever books are sold. See Garrison Keillor live on stage May 2nd at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Keillor will be joined by iconic artists, including country music star Brad Paisley, soprano Ellie Dean, Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, vocalist Heather Massey, and many more. Enjoy a live show filled with Lake Wobegon stories, humor, music, and audience sing-alongs. Red Rocks Amphitheater, May 2nd. Reserve your seat today.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with Extend. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry is not with us today, so that leaves that we can get a word in edgewise here, ladies. Victoria and Jay talking about movies. I went to see and I wish Chuck would remind me tomorrow when Chuck comes back to talk about the Nicolas Cage movie. I did see that pouring rain last night again, so I went
How
to
was
theater.
It
was, I found the beginning of it to be tedious to the point of falling asleep, but then, because it's all about, it was really interesting because it did reflect on all the things that we, Chucker especially, have talked about with Cage making all these movies that aren't really of any substance.
Nowhere. Yeah.
And so that was part of the line in the beginning about him wanting to quit his career, and then it develops into a story about a friendship. With, I don't want to give it all away because it's still playing in the movie. The theater was almost full.
So does it feel like a documentary?
No, not at all. It feels foolish. But then then you get into sort of the modern-day story of Nicolas Cage and what's going on with him and why it is he's making all these movies. And then you're about halfway through and you're engaged and the story gets more interesting because it becomes more like a movie. It's like the story of the good guys and the bad guys. And it was cleverly crafted, I think. And it did bring around there were scenes from some of his older movies, like The Rock.
Some of his movies are fantastic.
Yeah, right. And there was
The
scenes,
Rock. Oh my gosh, I love that movie so much with Sean Connery. That's one of my favorite action movies of all time.
Great.
And I loved him in all the National Treasure movies.
Yep.
I like that kind of, you know, buried treasure stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So anyway, it's worth seeing. I would say anybody who's kind of a movie fan and likes Nicolas Cage, it's worth spending the time. There's a new George Michael documentary that was narrated by him. So why has this been in a... Where has this been since? He's been dead for, what, 5 years? How long has he been dead?
2016. Before he died, the last, I don't know, year or so of his life, and he died unexpectedly of a heart attack, so he didn't have any, like, long-term illness that, you know, that he knew of. But he had made this movie, this documentary, which was just really wonderful, and he narrated it. And this apparently is, like, the extended version of that. And so it's going to be in theaters. And
June 22nd.
Yeah, and it dives more into his personal life, and which he kept pretty private.
That's
so
a pretty interesting interview.
Stuff.
Stevie Wonder, Elton John, James Corden, Mary J. Blige appear in it. Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford.
All the supermodels from the 90s.
Yeah.
They were in all of his videos, or in a bunch of his videos, so He
new
was much beloved,
footage.
For sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, and the music is bound to be good in it, because the music was good. Yeah. I look forward to seeing it. I would see this thing. Viola Davis is going to play Michelle Obama. Under what conditions? Is this a TV?
This
what
is the is Showtime. It's a limited series, I believe. It's on Showtime. It's called The First Lady. And so she's in it. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Betty Ford, I think.
Really?
Viola Davis plays Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the trailer for this. Yes, 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 yes.
Does Jessica Chastain play Nancy Reagan? Someone else plays Nancy Reagan.
There's a big name female actresses in it.
And then Dakota Fanning. It's either Dakota Fanning or Elle Fanning. One of the Fannings. Elle Fanning, who's fantastic. And also a fellow Gracie Award winner this year, everybody.
Really?
And so she plays, I think,
Eleanor
Roosevelt.
Oh, no, it's
Roosevelt. Dakota. Is it Dakota?
It is, it is Dakota.
Yeah, so it looks like it's really good. But apparently people have given Viola Davis a lot of flack for...
Why?
It's stupid stuff. Like,
oh,
her lips don't look the same that Michelle Obama is. Like,
good.
I know.
Yeah,
the complaint is she's pursing her lips too much.
Get a life.
It has to be so difficult to be an actor portraying a real person who is still alive, is still prominent.
Yeah.
And also, isn't Michelle Obama younger than Viola Davis, too?
Michelle Obama would be in her late 50s at this point, I think.
Early 50s? I don't know. I thought Viola might be older. But anyway, that's a very a large task to cover someone like that.
Here's the story on the Wicked movie. Well, it's actually two of them. Jay, why are they... I would ask Chucker that if he were here, but I know you've been following this. There is Wicked, apparently it was... I'm sure you liked it. But I don't know that much about it.
Love,
I remember when it was out, a lot of
the stage musical.
About it.
They're,
so what are they doing with
They're putting it into a film, and something that Victoria and I were discussing off air, a lot of times when stage musicals get put into a film, it always flops. There's just, they have to leave stuff out, and so they're splitting it into two films. We get one Christmas Day 2024, the next 2025.
Good Lord.
A year later for the second half? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like the waiting period, but I do like the two films.
There we go.
I don't have time for that.
All right. The ladies and the gentlemen here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.